Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Our very first guest in the history of Wilde and Tausch, which will be, I'm sure, a long and distinguished history.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
Aaron Rodgers, give us an over-under on what number would you set for how many shows we do.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say they leave 52 weeks in a year. I'm going to say you do about 230.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
And then what happened?
No, then Tausch kind of bows out.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The Thursday edition. Yeah, that's the sound of my voice. You know what that means?
Oh, the YouTubers going to be excited.
They're going to be excited about this. Oh, I got a line here. The only thing with worse quality than this show with Jason out and me as the cousin sub of the day is the air outside. Am I right?
That's a tough day air-wise. That's for certain.
Wilde and Tausch, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Live video streaming, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison. Subscribe so you get notified every time we go live with all of our local shows, live sports, and more. And, of course, on the ESPN Wisconsin app. No Jason Wilde as summer sabbatical season continues on Wilde and Tausch. Day two of we're going to lose count
or
how many
just
days.
Or just a normal week for you. No offense.
That is so rude. I'm off Monday, by the way. Yes. I'm Jesse Nelson. I am normally the producer of this show. Not this week, though. Owen Dimple has pretty much taken over as our full-time producer of the show this week. Owen, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be back once again, third day in a row.
Yeah, you're getting used to this routine.
3 days,
around
I suppose
here.
You haven't worked at all. Woen brought good stuff. In
I heard.
Yesterday.
I heard yesterday.
I had to critique him and say you need to bring that blank earlier.
I listened back to the podcast. I was in a golf outing.
And you,
yesterday.
As a Johnny leftover guy.
Oh, I have some opinions.
I
on
bet you do.
What occurred in Owen's fridge at home yesterday? If you missed Woen. At the end of yesterday's show with Tausch and Gabe.
No name, no responsibility as far as I'm concerned. If Mrs. Your brother's girlfriend wants to eat it,
can't disagree more. Can't disagree more. He's Mark Tausch of the Packers Hall of Famer. We're all in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. Thanks for coming in, braving the weather today. Appreciate you.
What?
Smoggy out there. I got these wildfire smoke.
Yeah.
And
I don't understand how
you get in here.
So it's up in Canada, and you kind of think, all right, it's in Canada. I know we're semi-close to Canada. Is there no way to funnel this? Like, we cloud seed. There's all these other ways now that we're maneuvering and manipulating weather. Can we not, like, figure this out?
What, do you want them in lacrosse to bring out, like, a giant fan
I don't
and push
know
it all
what?
To the UP?
I'm not like, sure. Again, I've told you this is not my area of expertise. We went daylight savings time trying to figure out the sun and how that all, everything moves around and everything else. It does feel like we're getting this every year now. And there's got to be, I know we obviously need to figure out how to stop forest fires and stop all this. That's way outside of my pay grade. But when it happens, I feel like there's got to be some ways to slow the flow down and get it moving in a certain direction.
I guess we could put like giant vacuums in space, and then when there's fire and smoke, suck it all up.
We'll see what Elon can do. We'll see what Elon can
do. Get your guy on that. Yeah. 844-770-3776. That's the number to get into the show. The Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. I hope you guys survived yesterday without me. It sounded like it was a perfectly fine
actually,
show. It might have been a better show than normal.
It could not have been a more professional show.
It was very well done.
Gabe, as we see, he does Buck stuff. He's on ESPN National all the time. Just a pro's pro. And then Owen just does what he does. He doesn't talk a lot. It's a complete, it's like bizarro world for me.
I've noticed
because
the YouTube commenters love that
because
about him.
I notice, like you, and we love you. You jabber a lot, Owen. It's kind of like we got to prod him a little bit to get him to speak up, which is that fair, Owen?
I'm just going to let you cook, Tausch.
Cook it up.
I'm letting you in the fast lane.
Yeah, give him 8 years. Then he'll start chiming
something
in a
like
little
that,
bit more.
Yeah.
I was described yesterday as a sneaky good golfer. Is that a compliment or an insult?
Definitely a compliment.
Oh, Okay.
What? I mean, if they said you stink.
Well, because it implies that you would look at me and assume I'm a bad golfer.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't think I look like a traditional
what does that
golfer.
Mean?
Well, there's like Tiger Woods and
John Daly doesn't look like
that. Yeah, but that's why John Daly is John Daly.
No, everybody, John Daly is because he's ripping heaters, sucking down 150 Diet Cokes. Like, that's nothing to do. I don't think.
But he's also a larger, heavy set.
Ian Woosnam was heavier
around on the course.
Nah, I mean, I would disagree a little bit. Jack Nicklaus back when he was coming up was considered kind of a beef.
Stockier.
Yeah, he's a beefier guy.
So with Daly, do you think it's more of a personality rather than appearance?
Yes. Yes.
Well, does my personality show
you
good
tell
golfer
me. I
as
didn't
well?
Tell you that
I
you're...
don't think anyone would think that I'm a good golfer,
I think
I'm a fine golfer.
If I'm being honest, and this is not to slight you,
yeah.
I've dealt with this my whole athletic life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look the part, and I think a lot of it is how you walk. Like, I think you walk a certain way, and people will look and say, because you kind of got like a little stumble bumble to you.
I've got a stumble bumble to me.
I'm always worried you're going to tip over. Now, it's just that's what I think. Well, and part of it is because I saw that video.
That's an insult.
No, it's not. You sent me the video of you falling over coming in the studio.
Yeah, and when you I walk, got stuck in a snowbank 2 feet deep.
When you walk, it feels like you're leaning. You're a waist bender. Yeah, it feels like in an O-line terms, that's your balance isn't great. Would you consider yourself great balanced?
No.
So that's the point.
You
walk that way. And I think people see you bumbling out to the driving range, and they probably are like, I'm not sure this cat's going to stand up. That's all. It's nothing offensive.
That sounds very offensive. I'm not sure this cat's going to be able to stand up. You think I'm going to have a tough time tipping over on the course.
But I do think like you have a very heavy forward lean when you walk.
Only when I'm in a hurry. Becca said sometimes I go into torpedo mode where if I'm walking in a hurry, like if we're in an amusement park trying to get to ride, I kind of
lower
my head.
If you ask Becca, do you have a good sense of balance? She's going to probably say no.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know why you're offended.
I just don't want it to be true.
So what? I'm assuming you must have hit some great golf shots.
I had a nice day yesterday. I've had a couple of nice rounds in a row. I had a nice day yesterday. Our squad did fine.
Yeah.
Tier 1 John was part of our ESPN Madison team. My
Never
buddy
heard
from
of Tier 1
Milwaukee.
John,
he can't, well, he's getting married in
pretty
a couple
sure
of
he's
months.
Not a
so.
Tier 1. He's more of a Tier 2, but whatever.
There's a story about his wedding that someday we might get into, but not today. Chad and Laney from our ESPN Madison team. We were in the Madison School and Community Recreation
How's Laney?
Golf outing.
Laney player?
Yeah, oh, she had some nice putts
she's an
yesterday.
Athlete. Now, she
nice
had, I'm not worried about her tipping over. Not Chopper, either. Just you.
Appreciate that.
You got it.
So I was golfing yesterday. I heard you were doing some golfing yesterday, and
so
that leads to you saying you had our open
I do have
today.
The open. I had a fantastic evening. And granted, it was smoky. The weird part was I didn't feel any smoke. Max has gotten into golf a bunch. He loves playing golf. So since the 100.5 ESPN Madison team got beaten, we were, I think, supposed to play a championship game last night. We got beaten in the semis. So we had the night. And I decided Max has been playing a lot at a course in Sun Prairie. It's a great golf course. He decided he wanted to go play somewhere else. He's been saying this for a couple weeks. So I said, all right. I have played. There's a course up in Beaver Dam. And our sister station up in Beaver Dam is fantastic. They carry us, right, for four or five years.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
1430. So you met your wife in Beaver Dam.
I love Beaver Dam.
Back in the COVID days, we'd go to the Thirsty Beaver?
The Thirsty
there
Beaver.
There you go. So we'd
Maury's
go down there.
Bar,
we'd play a lot
dog.
Of, yeah. We'd play a lot of baseball up in Beaver Dam. They have a lot of really good athletic stuff. It's a great town. So we went up and played Old Hickory last night. And I don't know if you've played Old Hickory.
I have a couple of times. Very nice course.
I played it way back in the day, and I remember it being real tight. Well, they have cleaned up some stuff, and it is, I mean, last night with the sun, and it was just a gorgeous, other than a little bit of smoke on the back nine, a beautiful night. But so I grabbed Max, and he had stuff most of the day. So we ended up getting up there, and it was going to be a scramble to get in 18. I call the pro shop. Say, hey, we're going to be out there. It was ladies' night out there, but they were very accommodating. It could not be a better, just a great group of pros. It was awesome. We get there, yep, get moving. So there are two dudes that were waiting on the tee, and they said, hey, do you mind if we play through? I said, no, you're good. You know, I don't want to, it's Max and I, we're just going to be putzing around. We'll play. So, okay. So it's the four of us, and it just happens to be John, the golf coach at Beaver Dam.
No. Yeah. You played with the golf coach at Beaver Dam High School?
That is correct. Big lefty. He's a big lefty, and he's an older guy. He's pounding that pill. So we're playing. We're having a good round, and his buddy is playing with us, and we're having fun. Max is sitting, and we're all doing fine. It's, again, great golf course. And we get to the turn, and oh boy, the golf coach, he's got two kids. One works at Old Hickory. The other is a golfer. He plays a lot. And he's out there, and this is his partner's partner in two-man best ball. They have a big match coming up. So I said, why don't you jump in? You know, if you guys are cool, we'll play five. That'll be great. We'll take you guys on. We'll throw three on two. Bah, bah, bah. So we play, and this cat now, I don't know. We have a lot of great fans. A lot of great fans. I don't know if we have a better one. And it's saying something. I mean, we got Sparky. We got Jerry in the Prairie. Wow. We have a lot of guys that have been. He told me he's only missed five shows in his life of 10 years.
What?
Yes. Five shows is all he's missed. So immediately I'm like, this is my guy. Like, where? And he is a ham. Like, he's a jabberbox. He's super funny. And so we get done playing again. Got all 18. It was great. And they're like, oh, we got the best chicken wings in town. You got to grab some chicken wings. So we go in. We get some chicken wings, and we start telling stories, and, you know, they're asking fun questions, and it was all fun. But then, as we're getting ready to leave, he starts telling me this story, because he's like, oh, Matt Hasselbeck was on the other day. He was great.
He was great. Check out the full podcast.
And he said, during COVID, he was listening to a different podcast, not ours. I said, shame on you. But he hears this story of someone sent a note, like, you want Brett Favre's autograph. He sends a note to Matt Hasselbeck to get Brett Favre's autograph. Doesn't end up happening. I don't know how it all plays out. So it's during COVID, and I sent you guys this email last night. He decides he is going to get Aaron Rodgers' autograph.
The guy that you played with.
The guy I played with, our guy. His name is Jack. I won't give his last name. I told him I was going to tell this because this story is unbelievable. So he writes a note to Luke Getsy, at that point, I think the quarterback coach.
Probably quarterback's coach in 2020. We'll see if I can.
He sends Luke Getsy a note, and he says, if you can get Aaron Rodgers to sign this football, I will eat a live worm. He sends it to him. So, sends him the note, doesn't think anything of it. He's probably thinking, I don't know what the heck is going to end up happening. So then, about a couple of weeks later, he said he gets this letter back with the Green Bay Packer insignias on it and everything else, and he has a note. Now, all of this, and I think you have all the... So, Rodgers signs a football. He does not send the football. He sends a note back with a picture of him signing the football with his name on it, and he said, you need to send us a video of you eating the worm, and I will send you this football. So now Jack is all in. Jack is all in on it. So then him and his dad, who is the golf coach, they decided, I'm not going to say where they go, because they used to be a partner and they're not currently. They go and they're trying to find worms. This is probably in January. So there, it's a little bit of a struggle.
Oh my God.
So they end up going to this establishment. They find the worms. He gets the video. He sends Rodgers and Getsy the video. And a week later, the football and everything shows up. It's sitting in his office right now. Tell me that's not...
Oh, my God.
The depth of the story. And he... I tried to get him to call in because he said he really has wanted to call in. He has a job. So he said he was unable to today. Maybe at some point he will. And then I started thinking, like, what other stuff would you have done?
Oh, my God.
And then I started thinking, is there anyone I would do that for? And I did come up with, to get a Roger, and Homer got me a Roger Federer autograph. But to have personal interaction like he did. Look at that.
Yeah, put this up on the video stream for everybody to see.
Matt says the video on it.
Oh, okay. Let's want to play the video?
Let's play the video. All right, certainly.
Okay. So this is the video he sent to...
He sent to Rodgers to get the autograph football that Rodgers basically was holding hostage until Jack ate this
one. And this
worm.
Is Jack, the son of
the golf coach.
The golf coach, John, at Beaver Dam High School.
John is a dude. He's out there. He's helping Max. He's giving him tips. John is... He's got one of the best golfers in the state. I'm not going to say her name, but she's one of the best. I think she's won a state championship. She's taken second or third. She's got a big scholar. She is a big-time golfer.
She's in a national tournament right
she's
now.
She's big-time.
Understand
yes.
correctly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let's play this video.
Hi, Aaron. Coming to you live from a beautiful day here in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. I just wanted to say that your picture was received, and I am prepared to now handle my end of the bargain. So I made my trip mile down the road to Fleet Farm and got some big red worms here. And now we're going to take this guy. You can see him. It's alive and kicking. And we'll see how it goes.
Oh, God. Oh, he ate it.
That's
show me
nothing.
In the mouth.
Eating a worm.
Come on. All gone.
He did plowed through that thing like it was
great
butter.
Season. And tell Bakhtiari, I'm sure he'd love to see this kind of video. We're all big fans. And wish you the best of luck. So I look forward to getting that ball.
And then he did.
He got the ball. Like, that is dedication.
That is so awesome.
He also said some other crazy things last night. I will tell you what he said, but I want...
Should we have him in as a cousin sub of the day next
I
week?
I actually think... I was immediately thinking we need to hire this guy yesterday. He has a... I think we could hire him if we want. He is fantastic. I think he maybe will call in later, maybe next week. I don't know. I know he's busy. He does work for Marquette. Oh, I said we won't hold that against him.
Home of Marquette, 94.5
ESPN Milwaukee. And I asked him, I said, why does Marquette hate Wisconsin people? And he got into a little diatribe about it. I don't hate Marquette. I like Marquette. I love Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you're shopping for new windows and doors, should not include haggling. It should just say, hey, you want a football? I'm going to get you a football. Here's what it's going to take to do it. It's going to take you to eat a worm. Boom. That's what you do. Pella, they stick to straightforward pricing, honest conversations, helping homeowners find the right fit for their home, and they never use high-pressure sales tactics. When you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the same team that manufactures your windows and doors, they also sell them, install them, and they service them. Real pricing, premium quality, no game. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. So here's what I think, Jesse, and you can correct me if I'm wrong since you're running the show today. I think we get yours, we get Owen's, we get mine. What would you do to have an interaction like our boy Jack did with Aaron Rodgers? What would you do? Would you go through and do something like this? Who would be that athlete, that actor, that performer? I'd love to get our fans. If they have a story, anything close to this, kudos to you. I'd love to hear that. Love to get into that. I'm trying to think if I had to predict who you would say. I don't know who that would be.
Jack eating a worm, a live worm, to get an autographed
ball
from Aaron Rodgers.
But the genius of it is to go to Getsy to do it.
Yeah.
That's the genius of it.
He knew what he was doing.
Because Getsy, and this is the smart part if you're a fan. You also, athletes sometimes don't understand the moments they give fans. Fans don't understand, now don't be annoying about it. Fans don't understand, that is a story that I guarantee you Aaron Rodgers remembers. I will guarantee it. So, what would you do? Who would you do it with?
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. This is more. 844-770-3776. Of course, you know where else to find us. You can text in your answers. You can share it with us in the YouTube comments on the ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison video streams. We will get to your responses. Who would you eat a worm, a live worm for to get an autograph? Or what else would you do or have you done to get an autograph from your favorite athlete? We will review some of your responses coming your way next. It's Jesse and Tausch today on Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Summer sabbatical season. Jesse and Tausch today. Jason has the day off. Tausch golfed with Wilde and Tausch superfan Jack from Beaver Dam last night.
Good stick. He's a good stick, too. I suppose if your old man's a coach, you probably
got to be halfway
good.
Decent. And he shared the video that he sent Luke Getsy in 2020 of him eating a live worm. to get Aaron Rodgers to autograph a football and send it to him.
Yeah, that's what happened.
What would you do? 844-770-3776. That's the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. List is more, or what have you done? That's where we'll start. This is a little scary. If Jason was here, he'd definitely be scared to take some of these calls.
So before we get to Kirsten Randolph, I'd like to hear, who would it be for you? And I think you would be, you would probably do something squirrely. Like, I could see you doing that.
So I don't like eating things. Like, I've always thought, when I've watched, I know what you want to say right now, and
you
I know
that,
you
said that
all
that
the YouTube like, commenters that have already
I'm
weighed
sure
in on how I look at my golf game, I'm sure they had something to say about
okay,
that, too.
Okay.
What I mean by that is, in you know, when Fear Factor was on, or Survivor, when they used to do the challenges where it was like you had to eat a
Rocky Mountain
spider
oysters.
Or something.
Rocky Mountain oysters,
yeah, like,
yeah.
I'm not adventurous with my palate by any means. So I would be like, I don't want to eat broccoli. So eating a live worm
just
or
for the record, eating broccoli is not like super adventurous.
That's what I'm saying. So okay. The fact that I don't want to do that, and then you're going to say like eat something alive.
But you'd eat like chocolate covered crickets.
Probably not.
No, they're good. They're crunchy. Yeah, you would. I think you'd.
See,
be
I don't
fine.
Think I would.
You
do
wouldn't
that.
Even know. You put it in a donut. You'd wolf that thing down like it's yesterday's business.
So I don't know what I would say. I would do the athlete that I would want the autograph of would be well. And I was actually. It's funny. I was listening back to some of our old footage as we're getting ready celebrating our 10th anniversary this summer, when Brett Favre was on in 2021. About a month.
You were such a coward.
About a month before our wedding.
Yep.
I asked him on the air if he wanted to come and be an usher at the wedding. And
sure.
He said yes. Yeah. And I'm kind of disappointed he didn't show up in retrospect. But Favre would be the guy. Like, I wouldn't want to just get an autograph something, though. Like, I would want to have lunch with him or some kind of an experience, like handshake, face-to-face, all the stuff I was afraid to do when he was at the AmFam Championship when I
too.
Had
yeah,
the opportunity right
yeah,
in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, yeah, that Favre would be the guy. Obviously,
okay.
I know Favre comes with all the things we would talk about with Favre now, but he's the athlete that I idolized as a kid growing up in Wisconsin during his heyday.
But you wouldn't
he
do
would be
anything
the one.
For it. You wouldn't do what
I'd have to think
Jack
more
did.
About what I would say
well,
I would
I gave
do.
You 30 minutes to think.
Well, I, you know.
All right, Owen.
Owen might have a better answer than I do here.
So for me, Aaron Rodgers is the athlete that really got me into sports when I watched him play in the Super Bowl. So I would pick Aaron Rodgers as my athlete, and I think I would eat some sort of critter.
You would have done exactly what Jack did.
Oh, yeah, I would eat a worm yeah. for a Aaron Rodgers autographed football or I already have like an autograph helmet, like one of
yeah,
those mini helmets.
Yeah, but this is personalized, and there's a story with it. Like that is so much. Like, rather than if you just go to a card shop and it's like Aaron Rodgers, like that's cool too. Don't get me wrong, but this, and now, how many times do you think Jack's told that story?
So many.
I mean,
in the way Jack
would tell
every
that
social gathering he's ever been to.
I think anytime and he had other stories. I mean, there's some stuff that I'm not even going to get into that he told us. And I had explained to Max afterwards. But in this case,
yikes.
Jack's got a story. I bet he's told it 1,000 times if he's yeah. told it once.
So is the question, who would you eat a live worm? And what would you eat a live worm
I think,
for? I feel like that might be a better way to frame this.
Okay, you frame it. You're the frame guy.
So maybe we'll ask that. But first, let's go to Chris and Randolph. He's on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. 844-770-3776. Chris and Randolph has a similar story. I can't imagine that's the case. Chris, what do you have for us? You're welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Very similar. Good morning, boys, first and foremost.
Morning.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Let's go.
Appreciate
but yeah,
that.
Let me set the stage for you real quick. Set the stage. Is there Public Enemy was just getting filmed downtown Columbus. My brother had an apartment down there. So every day after work, we'd sit around drinking beers, waiting for the cast to come out of their trailer. Well, one of these days, Johnny Depp was there, and they had a whole crowd of people with some barricades set up in the back parking lot. Well, you know, I had courage in me, so I went right around the barricades, ran up to Johnny Depp's SUV as he's pulling out. I'm like, Mr. Depp, I'm a big fan. Can I shake your hand? And he reaches his hand out to shake, and I reach out. And as soon as I reach my arm out, I get tackled out of nowhere by the security guard.
Oh, good security.
I mean, he clotheslined me, and you heard it. you heard a reaction like, I don't know, Micah Parsons just got a sack on a big third down. I was like, oh, and, you know, for smartphones, but I'm hoping.
We're losing you, Chris. Shoot. If you're still there, Chris, I have a thought. Did it hurt? Like, were you in bad shape for, after this?
Clothesline onto pavement isn't going to
hurt. Were you hurt, or did you just get up and be like, no, I got to shake that guy's hand still?
Yeah, I was more embarrassed than anything. My pride didn't let me show any pain, so I popped right back up and still went for a handshake. It didn't work out for me, but, you know, it's a good story I could tell my kids.
You did not get the handshake after all that. But you didn't, you didn't get arrested either,
even though Johnny Depp was extending the hand to shake your hand, you got tackled, and that was the end of it.
Right. He did laugh, though, so I did make Johnny Depp
chuckle.
Laugh.
There you go.
There you go.
And I don't think he's the easiest guy to get to laugh either. He's kind of one of those stoic, it seems like he's a little frumpy. So, well done.
Yeah, he's a pretty weird guy. So, I think it was all in all, it was a success. So,
how many times have you told this story?
At least a dozen. I don't know. It's the only famous story I got, you know. Yeah. I don't see too many famous people.
Well, there you go.
Here,
so. All right. Well, thanks.
Old Hickory yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks for the call.
Chris and Randolph, 844-770-3776.
People like sprinting up and getting, you know,
no,
I'm not going to condone that. But.
That's the tough thing about this topic is we don't want to cross the line.
It has to be all legal.
Yeah. So did we establish that what Chris and Randolph did trying to shake Johnny Depp's hand was probably not legal?
It was probably not. I have a really hard time understanding. Around. Someone has to explain this to me. Like, what level of celebrity gets to shut streets down and not let people around them? Like, I seriously, because I told the story about Mr. Kraft back in the day when we were doing Media Row up at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. And they literally are like blocking you from going up an escalator. I'm like, you're not the president. I'm sorry. What dictates what on that, and who? So could you hire a security firm and just walk around and nobody can come touch you? And why is that? Like, I guess I just have a hard time getting my head wrapped around.
Yeah, if you want to hire like private security.
Yeah, but why do I have to adhere to your private security?
Well, because they're.
Because why?
They're protecting their asset.
Okay, that's great. But
whoever it may
that
be.
Doesn't mean on a public street or in a public mall, I can't go up an escalator. Who's stopping me?
The private security.
Yeah, I know, but why?
Well, if you want to pick the fight
with
the private security guy.
If you're a government official, I get it. I understand that. But if you're a owner of an NFL team, I want understanding of why. So just tell me. And if you can explain it to me, great.
Believe it or not, I don't think I am of enough celebrity status to have my own
private
security to know.
If you're performing. Like when Taylor Swift would come. Mm. But when Taylor Swift came to Lambeau, I thought, yeah, they should work through with the Packers on security and they get her underground. And I understand you want to limit distractions and everything else. But I'm sorry, you can't close a bathroom off because you can't shut a whole public bathroom down. But can you? I don't know.
Unless they have concerns about who might try to
if she was performing, I totally get it. I understand it. But that's a conversation for another day.
So we do have some football conversation to get into. Jason's countdown of the most important Packers of 2026 continues at channel3000.com. We've got another Packers player showing up on one of Jeremy Fowler's anonymous survey position rankings over at ESPN.com. Luke Fickell's in a ranking from CBS Sports talking about college football coaches. We'll get into all of that, but we're going to continue to take your calls. Who would you eat a worm to get an autograph over? What would you do? What am I trying to say? What would you want from your favorite athlete in exchange for eating a live worm like Jack in Beaver Dam, Wildian Tausch superfan, did after sharing the story with an Aaron Rodgers football when golfing with Tausch last night? We'll continue to take your calls, your texts, your responses, 844-770-3776 on the Carbless ESP at Wisconsin Talk and Text line. Before we do anything further, though, Tausch is going to tell us about that beautiful backyard with Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Indeed, we are in the process. We went through all the planning, and again, as I've told you, you got to go check out their showroom. Down on Stoughton Road. It is beautiful, and it's there's so much stuff it will make you think. But you go through with their design team, come up with a great plan if you're looking for a new deck, an outdoor kitchen, screen room. Outdoor Living Unlimited is a must. We met with Aaron and Eric Brown, the brothers and owners of Outdoor Living Unlimited. I love the fact that this is a family-owned and locally operated company. So start with OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com and end with an amazing outdoor space. Check them out at OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
I'm seeing Owen answer the phone. I'm seeing the text rolling in. We'll get to more of your stories inspired by Tausch's night at Old Hickory Golf Course in Beaver Dam with Jack, the son of the golf coach in Beaver Dam. We'll get to all that coming up next. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead.
Coming to you live from a beautiful day here in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. I just wanted to say that your picture was received, and I am prepared to now handle my end of the bargain. So I made my trip mile down the road to Fleet Farm and got some big red worms here. And now we're going to take this guy. You can see him. It's alive and kicking. And we'll see how it goes.
Show me in the mouth.
All gone.
I don't know if we needed that.
That's another great season.
Jack, and, I don't know if we needed that. I missed
that part. Bakhtiari, I'm sure he'd love to see this kind of a video. We're all big fans and wish you the best of luck. So I look forward to getting that ball.
And he did.
Indeed he did.
Tausch golfed with that guy last night.
Yeah, only nine holes with Jack. What a golf day, team. Jack's entertaining.
And had a great time, and it has served as the start of our conversation today. Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch, today's summer sabbatical season is underway. Jason has the day off, but we are taking your calls, your texts, and your responses. What would you eat a live worm to get from your favorite athlete? Or what other stories similar to what Jack and Beaver Dam did to get an autographed ball from Aaron Rodgers do you have for us? 844-770-3776. That is the Carbliss ESP at Wisconsin Talking Text Line. List is more. We've got several texts to get to, but first we go to the phones. Mike in Maguanago. I usually am skeptical of calls from Maguanago, but I feel like we're going to be in a good spot here. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. What do you have for us?
Back when at MSOE, at one of the frats, they had a goldfish eating contest.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. And in 1978, I won it after consuming 17 goldfish.
You're talking live goldfish now. You're not talking about
the crackers.
Oh no, these were live. Okay. Everybody got a bowl.
Oh boy.
You just grabbed them out of the bowl, and like every five fish, he had a beer.
Okay.
And then what?
Like, did you get an autograph, or was this just to get a trophy?
Then what
did we get?
Well, you got a card saying you were the goldfish champion.
Oh, okay. You still have it?
I do.
Let's go.
Yeah,
I like that. that's almost 50 years old. Yeah, that card is almost 50 years old.
Holy cow.
Yeah, the guy, by the way, I would have done that to have a scotch with Ray Nitschke.
Okay.
Yeah, have a scotch with Ray Nitschke.
Oh, thanks for the call. That's
wow. Mike and Maguanago.
I'll tell you, I got to meet Ray Nitschke. There's a lot of stories about Ray Nitschke now. I think a lot of folks loved Ray Nitschke and wanted to be around and meet him. You know, I think when you think of the Lombardi Packers, you obviously Bart Starr. Nitschke's probably next on that list as far as when you think of the Lombardi Packers.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Nitschke's got to be number two. And then maybe...
I just think Jerry Kramer, though, too, when you start thinking about, you know, because Jerry has been around for so long, he's written a book, he's done, you know, a Hollywood play, or a Broadway play, he has been out and he's kind of that... he's kind of the spokesperson for that era when you start looking at it. So obviously a lot of Hall of Famers in that group, but man, Nitschke was one of one from all the stories that you hear.
A lot of texts coming in on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. A 920 number. Remember, if you're a texter that hasn't shared your name and where you're texting from, make sure you do that with us so we can give you proper credit on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. 920 says, I think I'd eat a worm to get a signed baseball from The Miz.
The Miz is, I mean, The Miz is bouncing now. Like, he is about as hot of a star that we have. I think most Brewer fans would eat a worm if they got exactly what Jack just got there. And it wasn't like face-to-face interaction. But I would think that that's something that a lot of Brewer fans would do. Yeah, I think you would do that.
The trajectory that we have seen so far from him at an all-time historic pace leads you to believe that you want to get in early with Miz, because who knows where that career is going to take off to, and it's not going to be easy to get autographs or pictures or anything of the like from him. So that might be worth eating a live worm for. Is there any other, like Micah Parsons, Jordan, are those the other athletes right now in Wisconsin that it would be worth?
Oh, I think Tucker Kraft would get, the people would go, I think, two long lengths to get something from Tucker Kraft. I think Micah obviously would be, you know, along with Jordan at the top of that list. I think people would do it for Matt LaFleur. I think there'd be people that would eat worms for Matt. Yes, I do.
Okay, Tausch isn't going to like this text, but we have it. A yard possum in the 920 text us on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. Many years ago, I was in Bristol. I had the opportunity to get a picture with Tausch, and the only regret I have is not being able to get his autograph. I would eat leeches to get his autograph.
Now, are eating leeches, because it used to be back in the old days, you'd put leeches on stuff to suck blood and to do things to help treat you. So I don't know if eating leeches also would help. I don't know. Don't do it. Just want to make sure I'm crystal clear about that. I'm not a doctor, but I wouldn't eat leeches.
You know the leeches for the blood thing didn't work out for anybody, right? That was a
I didn't
a,
say
a
it was
farce.
A great people did it.
Yeah, and it didn't do anything.
I understand. Like, I'm telling you, I didn't bring up leeches. The leeches is
well,
on the
you,
deal.
No, you followed up saying, I'm not a doctor, but I know they used to do this back
they
in the day.
They did do that.
But it was debunked. It didn't do anything.
Anyways, leeches Yard Possum, not- if you send that photo over to our studio, I'd be more than happy to sign it.
And you don't have to eat leeches.
No, you definitely don't need to eat leeches. You don't need to do anything with leeches.
Just keep subscribe to the ESPN Wisconsin app. Make sure you get notified and watch us on YouTube every time we go live. Let's go to Jens, the Kube consultant.
Yes. Oh, Jens.
Don't play
Kube
outside
from
Jens today.
In a while.
Air quality's not so good today. Jens, the Kube consultant. In 2015, this is about private security. In 2015, I got to watch a Packer game from a suite. When we were trying to leave after the game on the elevator, we were told by the attendant we had to wait until Michaels and Collinsworth used it to leave the booth before we could get in. We had to wait for about 15 minutes until it was clear.
So they're performing. Now, I want to be crystal clear. The coaches will have the elevators. They have to get down.
The coaches use it first.
100%. That's what everybody's there for, is to watch the game, and the coaches are integral to that. And I'm not going to say, now, if it was just Collinsworth and Al Michaels chilling, watching the game, no. But if they're working the game, yes, I understand it. I'm not opposed to that.
Another text from Jim on the South Side, who will be part of our Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions coming up later today in our Old Reliables region.
Yeah.
He's taking on Brian in Williams Bay. Jim on the South Side texts in, we discussed this, and my wife told me she might eat a worm to save my life.
She might.
She would have to think
about
it.
That is dedication now. That is dedication.
I would eat a worm to save someone's life. I could say I would comfortably do that. I might not even
How
have to.
How many folks on our ESPN Madison team would you do that for? Everybody?
Everybody.
That's great.
I would eat a live worm to save someone's life.
Okay. I think that's more than fair.
Would I eat a live worm to get Giannis's autograph, Miz's autograph, or to get lunch with Brett Favre?
I don't think.
Maybe.
Again, I don't want to go down the road. I don't think. Again, Jack, that was awesome. I don't think eating a worm is that big a deal? Is it?
What do you mean?
Like, it's not that big a deal. No, I'm being dead serious.
Like getting an autographed football?
No. Getting an autographed football, that's your guy. That is awesome.
That's like your...
But I'm saying, like, of all the things to eat, I don't think eating a worm is that bad. I don't.
A live worm?
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
I mean, it looked like it went down pretty easy. I don't really want to play the video again.
No, we're good with the video. Jack, the two videos, twice shot, whatever.
You can now go back and find it on YouTube. By the way, John, the golf coach at Beaver Dam, listening this morning, texted on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. I would eat a worm to play with Max and Tausch again.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely get back down to Old Hickory. We had a great time. That was, man, we were talking the whole drive back how much fun it was. So John was great. Doesn't need to eat a worm. Doesn't need to eat a worm at all, but that was fun.
Dave and Aaron texting, I'll eat a worm just for some close first base line seats.
There you go.
Doesn't even need that much. And then also a historical fact and a follow-up from Dave. George Washington literally died from bloodletting.
Is that the leech stuff?
That's the leech thing.
That's how George Washington died?
According to Dave and Aaron.
I see there's a big thing on Netflix about all these guys. I'm definitely going to tune in. I want to learn more. I thought he had like wooden teeth, right? He was a wooden tooth guy.
Now, wait a minute. Jamie in Orlando texts in, Jesse, there literally is medical grade leeches.
Yeah, I think you shouldn't be so. I was very vague because I don't know. This is what you do. You act expertise-y on things, and that's why you have trivia questions wrong constantly. Because you, instead of fact-checking, you just think, and you put it down, and then you say it as fact, and then Jamie and Orlando's like, no, that's actually not true. It was not like this is some random thing. People did this for a while. And you just kind of poo-pooed it. I don't know. I just know that it happened.
So I was of the impression that like the leech thing was a total farce and people died in the medieval days, the old days, by doing the leech thing.
You should probably at least say, I'm not sure. You came off as, I know all of this. And obviously, I don't think that's probably accurate.
I mean, Lord knows the last thing I want to do during an hour where we're talking about Aaron Rodgers is talk about medical treatments of things. But Jamie in Orlando says, Jesse, there literally is medical grade leeches. My mother worked in a pharmacy at a hospital and they had them. They were used to help restart blood flow. I don't know. I'm officially out of my knowledge.
I'll tell you what I need to do.
Leeches.
I need to send you down to MoMA so you can get some expertise on everything. I'm talking about blood flow to my knee, going down to ortho laser. I know that has helped. You know, if you're putting up with a lot of pain, whether it's your shoulder, back, neck, or in my case, knee, you don't need to just tough it out. Played a lot of football, toughed it out through a lot of stuff. I don't want to have to do that now, and I'm not. And that's why I'm excited to partner with MoMA, the Midwest Orthopedic and Musculoskeletal Alliance. MoMA brings together trusted local providers, OIW, SMOC, and Innovative Pain, and it makes it easier to find the right specialist to get you the right treatment for you. That's what I love about it. I don't want to have to go get a follow-up here, do this. Oh, I got to park here. Oh, then I got to walk there. What building is it? What elevator do I need to use? Who's got private security that I can't use that elevator? What? No, I want to be able to pull up. I want to get my treatment. I want to park, walk in, boom, 20 minutes later, I'm out. Surgery center, smart scan, Mosh, and of course, I've been telling you about Ortho Laser for a bunch of their experienced team. Helped getting you back to living your life on your terms soon. Call or walk in today to get started.
This has been a lot of fun, and we still have a few more texts we'll get to before we close up the 9 o'clock hour and move on to actual football conversation.
Well, and I have another tale about Jack. I mean, Jack told another story, and this one, it revolves around food. We will wrap up the fan experience, and if you have any other ones, we'll do that. And then I'm also going to tell you a little something. Jack thinks he's better than one of the GOATs. He thinks he is convinced he could beat a GOAT. And I'm not talking about a billy goat. We'll talk about that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
In Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
So now the quality of the worm is being examined by the YouTube
You obviously
commenters.
You don't want to have a big ganglion, you know, and it looks like they almost are like scarred over the little appendage part on the worm. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like
yes.
I think you want it to be a smooth, smaller worm than a big, chunky worm.
John in the YouTube comments, the guy did eat a pretty small worm that was no night crawler.
I don't think he told Rodgers he was going to eat a night. He said a worm.
He just said a
and
worm.
He accomplished what he said he was going to do. You don't have to be an idiot about
a live worm.
You don't need to get like a snake type worm.
And then Hoosier Brian texts in, chewing a worm or just swallowing a worm, big difference.
Yeah, you got to just swallow it.
But Jack did. He went all in.
You're not interested
in
chewing up on that worm.
Jack did it.
I understand.
We're not going to play
it again.
Oh,
you think Jack chewed it?
I think he very clearly chewed it.
I didn't
look
that
close.
Did you watch? I didn't look
as close. We played it
twice. I saw the second one was too close for comfort, in my opinion.
All right, so we got a couple more texts here. Before we do that, what else did Jack tell you that
let's finish this up.
Your tease was so good.
The tease was good, but I
want
to make sure we get all this because he said some completely outlandish things, and but his conviction was really strong.
Mailman Jeff in McFarland, Texan, while I didn't eat a worm or anything like that, I did drink way too many beers at a golf outing and grossly overpaid for a Miz autographed baseball on a silent auction. At least it was for a great cause.
That's always the cause.
So we appreciate that. Erica in Milwaukee, you were wondering if she would weigh in on this. Jesse, I have a stomach like you in that I don't want to eat things. I'm sure not in the other ways that the YouTube commenters would talk about my stomach. Jesse, I have a stomach like you, so eating a worm would be tough. I'd eat one to have lunch with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
So I'm going to join Erica's club in saying because I've had the opportunity to talk to Brett Favre thanks to my role on this show a couple of times. Obviously, it's well documented how I chickened out at the AmFam Championship, going over to say hi to him and whatnot. I would eat a live worm to have a one-on-one lunch with Brett Favre.
Okay.
And I think even today, even with everything that has been going on with
him. And you don't care how big the worm is. It doesn't matter.
The same size Jackie.
No, that's not what you said.
I would eat a live worm, and then I get to pick said worm just like Jack
did. All right, there is a chance that we can make this happen. And it will be documented, and I will pick out the worm.
No!
No, you just said it.
I don't know. I said I'll pick out the worm.
You didn't say you pick out the worm.
Okay. I heard Tausch.
All right.
Why do you do this to me?
Why do I do what? I didn't make you say it.
That is what this entire hour was
about.
You brought this entire... You're always playing chess. You brought this entire thing in here.
I do like playing chess.
Because you knew I would say I would do something with Brett Favre.
How would I know that you would do that? I didn't know
you
that.
You did too. I can see it in your eyes.
No, stop looking in my eyes.
Fair. What else did Jack say?
All right, so we ended up and John got us wings at the course last night. And
John the Beaver Dam golf coach.
Yes, they were fantastic. Great wings. And we were sitting there, and he ended up ordering way too many wings. So it was like, all right, we got to plow through, and we're going to finish these. And old boy said, I got to eat 100 of these. And I said, oh, come on, that seems like a little bit crazy. And then I asked him, and this is on me, I said, what would you pick to be kind of that food that you think you could eat? And he didn't hesitate. Prime rib. I gotta eat a ton of prime rib. And then unprompted said he could eat more prime rib than Joey Chestnut. And that's when I said, I gotta go. That is absurd. And then he started reasoning with me. He said, I didn't say I could out-eat him speed-wise. I could sit and eat more prime rib than Joey Chestnut. And I said, all right, well, explain how he goes. And then he pulls up a picture of this monster prime rib that he ate, no problem. And he said, Tausch, it ain't a sprint, it's a marathon. I'm not beating Chestnut in a sprint, but I'm beating him in a marathon. And he made me, as I walked out that door and got on Highway 151 to head home, he had me believing he could beat Joey Chestnut in a prime rib eat-off. I still don't think he could, but I didn't have the initial, that is absurd thought that I thought when he first said it. Chestnut could make so much money, and I'm sure he does anyways, but he can make so much money just putting it out there and saying, I will challenge you to this. But time-wise, he's right. You're not beating Chestnut in the 12-minute hot dog eating contest or wings or anything. He has trained himself. Has he trained himself? And I said, I think old boy's gullet is set to be able to do anything. Maybe it ain't steak. I don't know.
Or is he just trained for dogs?
No, he wins in a lot of different eating contests.
I'd say I don't know anything about his resume.
But if you just say, hey, here's 400 ounces of prime rib, you don't have to eat it in 10 minutes. You can eat it in 4 hours.
Go until you say you're done.
Maybe that's where our buddy Jack has got the advantage. I don't know. But he made that, and it was not – he has, as he has done with a lot of things, he has thought this thing through, and he firmly believes he can do it. I disagree, but that's what he said.
This sounds like you had the best time ever.
We had a lot of laughs. I'm telling you, it was a lot of laughs from our friends down at Old Hickory last night.
This has been the 9 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Old Hickory Golf Course,
yes,
and
indeed.
ESPN Beaver Dam and John the Golf Coach. Owen, what is Joey Chestnut's – what else has Joey Chestnut consumed in one contest's eating?
So according to Google AI, Joey Chestnut currently holds over 50 competitive eating world
records.
Does
he have prime rib?
On this short list, he does not have prime rib. He has chicken wings.
And I wonder, does he eat horseradish with it? Because if I'm having prime rib, I'm having horseradish. You're not adding anything else. Continue on.
I see chicken wings, eggs, pork ribs, tacos, cherry pie, Twinkies.
Question.
Cherry pie.
Question. Eggs. Is it cooked or raw?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, God.
Yuck. 141 in 8 minutes.
No. That's an obscene amount of eggs. I love scrambled eggs. 141.
How about this one? Deep fried asparagus.
That's actually,
I suppose that's probably
good.
Like hot dog. He probably eats those as similar to hot dogs.
You just munch those
12
down,
pounds, 8.75 ounces in 10 minutes of deep fried asparagus.
That's a lot. Yeah, I don't think he's beating Chestnut.
Wow.
Can we all agree he's not beating Chestnut?
Not knowing that resume from, again, it's Google AI, so we'd probably have to do a little further research. But if that is all accurate, no. I don't think that our guy Jack could take Joey Chestnut.
If you were picking anything to take on Chestnut, I would go ice cream. I would battle him in ice cream. That would be my pick.
In a marathon or a sprint?
Marathon. I'm not interested in sprint.
Okay, so these are all marathons.
Yes.
Popcorn. I feel like popcorn I could give it a go. Okay. You just keep shoveling in popcorn. You know?
All right. But it's a sprint. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. What do you care about shoveling?
A marathon popcorn, I think I could go a while.
But you don't have to sprint. You don't have to shovel. You can just eat it kernel by kernel.
I mean, it could go for days. It'd be like a cricket match. It could go for days eating, shoveling popcorn in. But I think I could get them.
I'll tune out on that one.
Figured as much. All right. Thanks to everyone who has contributed here to the 9 o'clock hour of the show. This is a lot of fun. We're going to transition into some football conversation, and we're going to do so coming up in 2 minutes when we start the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. It's Jesse and Tausch today. Summer sabbatical season continues. Don't go anywhere.